whether it's your taxes or insurance needs. We're looking forward to meeting you in the near future. Again, that's Brittany Anderson and Clarice Franklin. Lewis and Anderson Insurance Agency, proud underwriting sponsors of 88.1 FM Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe, and 92.5 FM Shreveport.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio
be all right.
At 88.1.
You put your hand.
Call up somebody. Tell them it's gonna be all right. KAYT.
No worry.
Got the gospel. Transmitting
right.
All day.
All right.
It's gonna be all right.
It's really gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all
right. Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast. Brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church. Pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II. One church ministering in two locations. 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
We come
from
this far back.
God says in his word, Romans 13:7, that we as Christians must give honor to whom honor is due. In January 2014, we, the ministry staff and co-laborers in the gospel, will honor our man of God, Dr. John Montgomery.
You recognize that if you're going to deal, dwell, or be anywhere God is, you're going to be required to change your life.
In recognition of his 25th year of pastoral service, ministry, and leadership at our church, community, his city, state, and nation. Dr. Montgomery's silver anniversary will be celebrated the entire month of January. This month-long celebration will culminate January 24th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Greater King David Baptist Church Multicultural and Educational Center, 222 Blunt Road, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Dr. Montgomery has truly been a blessing to so many near and far. Join us in exhibiting grand love and support for our great and deserving leader. Your words of kindness, fellowship, and gifts of love will be appreciated. No gift is too small, and certainly no gift is too large. We pray multitudinous returns on your gift. Please send all gifts to Dr. John Montgomery, care of Reverend Daniel Smith, 911 Lodell Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Make all checks payable to Dr. John Montgomery. For additional information on exciting events for Dr. Montgomery, phone 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577.
We come
from
this far back.
Somebody here today. I can promise you won't let go till you stop worrying. You got to learn how to put it all in the hands of the Lord. Give God some praise today for his grace. Stand on your feet in honor of the word of the Lord. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, in the wonderful name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for just being God.
Yeah, thank you.
Who rules and super rules over all things, all persons, all problems, and all places. We are glad that you are our Heavenly Father, and we are your children.
Yeah.
And so as we come before your presence today to hear this word, let the Holy Ghost and his ability to explain your word, let him do as only he can do, reach into the word and bring forth illumination, understanding, and revelation to the point where we not only be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. And oh God, we'll be ever so careful to give you all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. God bless you. I want to call your attention to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians. I want to commence reading at chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, recorded are these words. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. Verse 3 says again, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, naughty by nature, but saved by grace. Naughty by nature, but saved by grace. You know, some of us sit in the church and act like we've been holy all our lives. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, did you know? We were naughty by nature, but now we're saved by grace. Give God some praise if you really believe that word. One of the things to understand is about the word naughty, that means to behave badly, to be disobedient, to literally be uncontrollable or out of control, to act out of the will of God. And so by nature, it is the reality of all who are not saved by grace. And it is the reality of no matter what side of the fence you were born on, what color you were born, no matter what your parents were, or no matter what your educational value and benefit is, no matter what your money says you have or do not have, the truth of the matter is all of us were born into sin and shapen in iniquity. We were naughty by nature. You don't realize that you don't really have to teach a child to be bad. Yeah. You don't really have to teach a child to be mischievous, devious, dirty, and low down. You know, some of those things will naturally evolve unless you, parents, who understand that they must not spare the rod. Listen, or else they will spoil the child. If you don't break them of the habits that they naturally form, not even looking at the influences that are all around them, but just that is on the inside. You don't have to teach a child really how to lie. Because of the nature in the child, it will happen. You have to teach a child not to lie. Because the natural nature, if left to itself, will evolve into all of these things. And we'll walk through the word and show you some of these things. But I think it's good to understand that Paul is speaking here not only to the church at Ephesus, but to the believers today. When he says in verse 1, and you hath he quickeneth. That word quickeneth means to resurrect or to make alive. And it means who were dead are slain by your trespasses and sins. So that means literally when we were born in sin, that was one strike against us. But when we participated in sin, that made it another strike against us. And then with the influences of sin, that made it another strike against us. And we were literally dead because of our trespassing, because of us. And that word trespassing means a falling aside when one should have stood upright. It literally means any deviation from the rule of or duty of moral equity. It means literally going outside of the will or the parameters that God has set in his word. And so when you move outside the confounding lines or the determined lines, then you are trespassing. In other words, when you go where you don't have permission to go, it means you've trespassed. And then it says sins. And it comes from a Greek word that literally means failing to hit the mark, the bullseye. It means not being on target. And it always has a reference to sin and to morality. And so he says again, and you hath he quickened it, made alive, resurrected, who were dead because of your trespasses and your sins. Verse 2, wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world. Now look at this, because this is important. When it talks about you walked according to the course of this world, what's interesting is it means and refers to the evils that run like a stream through the entire world. It literally means the end reality of sin. Sin is everywhere. Don't care where you go. Don't care how high up you are or how low down you are. Sin is prevalent in all places. And all in the world and in every place where there are people, you will find sin. And so it literally meant that when we were in this world, no matter where we were, you've heard the saying, when in Rome, do like the Romans. Well, that same thing apply at home. Because a lot of you act outside like you act in your house. A lot of you act here like you act somewhere else. But then when you get out of your place of comfort or contact, sometimes it's a different act. And so literally it means to go like sin is all around, like a stream flowing. It literally means the course where the enemy himself takes you. Because look at what it says. It says the course of this world according to the prince of the power of the air, or listen at this, according to Satan's will. Now, all of us at one point in time, who before we were saved, literally took our instructions via our temptations, via our urges, via our unctions, via our passions, through the desires of Satan. Satan put in our mind, put in our thoughts, put in our hearts the things we should do, and he literally made us do them. We were servants of sin, to sin, because of our relationship with Satan, born in sin. The truth of the matter was that we really didn't have a right to do what we wanted when we belonged to Satan, because he was our master. And so it was then, when we were in that place, that Satan could really make us do what he wanted us to do, and we really didn't have a recourse. But I want you to see this word, because again, when you look at it and understand it, wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that's Satan, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, to those who are unsaved.
Now notice, it said the Spirit, listen to this, the Spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Many times we disobey, but there is not a spirit of disobedience in us. We slip, we fall, we make mistakes, but there is not a spirit living and controlling us now that we have a new nature. Look at what verse 3 says, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Now, every now and then, it just amazes me how when folk become saved and they've walked with the Lord and they get close with the Lord and they're still down here on earth, how quickly, even though they've been saved and sanctified, filled with the Spirit of God, they forget they too had a past. Now, I ain't saying you need to keep your past in front of you, but I think you need to keep your past close enough to you where when you start judging other folks' past or other folks' present, you'll be close enough to yours to realize that it was only by the grace of God that God himself spared you. Now listen at this. In the children of disobedience right now, this spirit is working. It is a power that is in them, that is possessing them. The man that is on crack cocaine and drinking and blah, 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 this, that, and the other, and all the rest of this stuff, there is a spirit that is controlling them. You remove that spirit, you have saved that man. And so we need to stop throwing the baby out with the wash. We need to start realizing that there is a work for us to do and to lift up Jesus high so that men can see him, so that he can save them from the powers of Satan and sin. Now we get on our high stools and on our places of bragging and in our places of thinking we're all of that, and we begin to be the instrument of Satan against the will of God. God didn't save me to brag on the fact that I'm saved, but to know that why he saved me was so that not only would I give him glory, but I would allow that he has done to me to be good to others. It is so that I can be a mouthpiece and said, if you want to see somebody saved, you're looking at me. You want to see somebody who was in muck and mire, you're looking at me. When you want to see somebody that though God has picked up and turned around and has done a new thing in, it ain't always been that way. If you think you can't be saved, can't be turned around, God can't use you, look at me. Now listen at this. You are saying, no, I may not be the worst sinner in the world, but I was still a sinner. Yes, sir. And can I tell you, when you're a sinner, you don't have a right to judge anybody else. See, one lie qualifies you. Just as much and as bad as the person who has a million sins, your one sin qualifies you as a sinner. Maybe your list may not be as long, flipped over on double side like somebody else, but the fact that you were born in sin before you ever got here, Satan had control of you. And it was up to you to recognize that you didn't have to stay in that place, but you could allow God to free you and let you have the freedom and salvation that he meant for whosoever will. I want to walk through this word because I want to share with you some things that I find so important. Among verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh. We all had. Don't act like you ain't never talked the talk. Don't act like you ain't never walked the walk outside of the will of God. Don't act like you ain't never act like you ain't never been young. You ain't never done stuff young folk. Well, I just better say folk, because even old folk doing some of the stuff young folk doing now. Look at the word says, among whom also we all had our conversation. Somebody need to say, I used to talk that stuff back in the day. Now I can look at some of y'all and know y'all can talk much stuff, because you can just tell you ain't had much stuff to talk. But whatever it was you talked, it wasn't right. Here is the point. The Bible says, again, our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh. And notice what it says, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Yes. And were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. When you see what's all going on here now, if you had been left to your own mind, to your own thoughts, to your own nature, you would be doing the same thing that others are doing that you condemn right now. No, there is no perfect person sitting in the Greater King David Church this morning or listening by way of radio or any other media means. There is no perfect person, but why do we act like we are? Like we are already perfected and God is through with us? No, my brother, my sister, here is the truth of the matter. First John says, if we say we have, present tense, no sin, something is wrong. Paraphrase. You're trying to make God out of a lie, but you've already made yourself out of a lie. Now, I want you to see some things, because when you begin to walk in this, what are the sins of the flesh? What is he talking about? There are 17 that the word really lists. I don't have time to go through them all, but I do want to take you to Romans chapter 1, and I want to show you some things in this word and just let you see how without God and before we were where God wanted us to be, how this group of people, who again follows many today's trends and performances, was a reality because they were against godliness and being holy before God. Romans chapter 1, look at verse 18. It starts off here. It says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God had showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even by his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now, what God is saying in this word, Paul is saying in this word about God, he's saying, I'm not talking about people who didn't know God, never had a relationship or understanding of God. I'm talking about folk who knew him. And because they had not been converted, their nature took the best of them and they sided more with their flesh than with their spirit. And so it's really no excuse, even though they have chosen to directly disobey God, for the effects of what they allow to happen in their lives. In other words, what you've got to realize is if you know better, you're responsible to do better. But if you choose not to do better, you can't act like you didn't know better. And here's what he goes on to make clear. Verse 21 says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. In other words, because they chose not to worship God, surrender to God, submit to God, they then became lifted up in themselves in their own pride, and they began to do things from the darkness of their own nature. Verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Verse 23, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Listen at this. They became so foolish and so corrupt in themselves that they no longer wanted to worship the one who created them, but rather they chose to create what they wanted to worship. And so when they did that, God gave them up again to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor, listen at this, their own bodies between themselves. Now listen at this, because it gets worse. Who changed the truth of God into a lie. Listen at this. They changed the truth of God into a lie. And worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Verse 26, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Verse 27, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. Now look at this word. They've changed the truth of God into a lie. If God made you to look like a man, act like a man, the parts of a man, you ain't a woman. I don't know why God made me like this. Now you gonna go get a sex change operation to be what God is not, because in your mind, the darkness of sin, the nature of the old man is telling you this. I just always preferred to be this way. Oh, really? Well, that's changing the truth of God into a lie. Listen, the further you get away from God, the more your flesh begins to control you. And the passions of the flesh begin to make you do things and desire things and crave things that are not natural. Ain't nothing natural about a man wanting another man. Well, can we pause for a moment? Because we need to run every homosexual spirit, every lesbian spirit out of the house of God and out of the people of God, because that don't belong with the people of God. You've been so hurt by a man that you turn now to a woman because a woman understands you. She feels like you. She's like, no, baby, a woman can't do nothing for you but pray for you. Look at how twisted the mind is. Two women acting like they are a man and a woman, and they are equipped the same, but they get products. Listen, and one acts like a man with the other woman when they're both women. You can get mad with me if you want. I'm just telling the truth. We're going to call these demon spirits out of here. What you really need is a real man of God, somebody who loves God, who will love you, treat you the way you ought to be treated, help you to realize who you are in Him. Look. If you are in this place, it's because you are still operating as naughty by nature. Our young men, it hurts my heart to see young men acting all feminine. Man, shaking hands like this. Man, I want to grab them and squeeze them till I break the bones in their hands. Put some grip in your hand. No wonder the sedan got nobody to turn to. Doing more shaking than a sister going around for offering. Oh, y'all. Listen at this. That is not the nature of believers. That is not the nature of children of God. Listen again. They have turned all of the truth of God into a lie. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, they wanted to forget about who God was. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient or proper or intended, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, black backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. What? Wait. You mean if I'm disobedient to my parents, that means I'm naughty by nature, acting out of the flesh? Yes. Yeah, children, obey your parents. example, this is right in the Lord. You got to realize that while you might not think they know everything, God still made them your parents. And he knew what he was doing when he made them your parents. So until you become of age where you're no longer under their rule, in their house, you need to recognize, you need to obey till you get out on your own. And when you get out on your own, you're going to realize they knew what they were talking about. But daddy, he loves me. Baby, he lusts you.